This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The mindset, the fact that we believe that we can win, we put in the work during the week, we're prepared, we're ready for whatever they throw at us, and we got Drake May. Drake May is a hell of a quarterback. I feel like he approaches this game like a young blank. I don't want to say his name. Just as far as like how this offense is ran and the success that he has and how he stays just right here, I love it, man. I tell him to keep his chin up, and he got a lot of good with him.
That is Stephon Diggs. Big game from him last night. Kind of a go-to guy whenever they need it. They sort of like, yeah, he can be a number one receiver still. Kind of like that's how New England's year has gone. It's not weekly, but boy, a big game from him last night. And he's talking about Brady there. I mean, he's in New England. Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator. Like, as much as we might want it to be Allen he's referencing there and doesn't want to say his name, man, I'm like 99% sure he's talking about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Not that it matters.
Yeah,
You know, not a big deal either way. But pretty impressive. Like, I didn't realize that May, was it right, did he not have a fourth quarter comeback yet? I think last night was his first fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah, that wouldn't be overly shocking news for me.
And he was super precise and excellent down the stretch in that game.
He was.
He had a couple of mistakes early, but
he's got a heck of a deep ball.
Yeah.
He really does. Yep. Yeah, the first interception wasn't good. I can be a hater because I don't work for the Patriots. But that game felt more like how the Ravens lost it rather than the Patriots winning it. But, you know, that's not necessarily to take anything away from them winning it. They won it. But, I don't.
Yeah, they had to take it. I mean, they had two drives, you know, two touchdowns.
I think if Derrick Henry plays, I don't know, at all. In the fourth quarter, it's probably a different story. I mean, they could not stop him, like most teams struggle to do. But like many times over the past three seasons, it is just the Ravens inventing new ways to lose football games, and their coach should be fired and should have probably already been fired.
803-0550 is the phone number. He's Nate Geary in for Mike Schoep for the next couple of days. I am the Bulldog. Mark is first up this segment. Howdy, Mark. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me on. Nate, you referenced the Sean McDermott derangement syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I was calling for McDermott the first half of the Patriots game, and after not challenging that, I was done. I was fed up. If that game didn't end how it ended, my only argument of not keeping McDermott would be it's very tough. It suddenly happens that a coach with 8 years with a team or more, wins a Super Bowl. That'd be my argument. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing the best he can. What has me fired up is GM Brandon Bean. And he has this roster in a position where we have the whole AFC on the ropes. No Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. And this is the roster that you have committed to. This is after the offseason that you have. And then, okay, fine. You know what? It's a down year. You got the arrogance and the nerve to call in this radio show and lambaste Jeremy White for being critical of your receiving core. And look at this receiving core. It is an embarrassment that Josh Allen has to put up with these wide receivers, and he is the only reason that both these guys are able to keep their heads above water, in my opinion, especially this GM. But I'm fired up about that. I'm just tired of – that's what I would want to see change, the GM, more than anything.
All right, Mark, thank you. We got you. I appreciate the call. To be fair, you sort of made it sound like Brandon Bean called in around Thanksgiving about how we were talking about the receiving core. It was back in the spring, and he didn't just like pick up the phone and call. He was scheduled to be on, just to be clear about it. It seems like that is the one thing that really drives people crazy when we make it sound like he was just riding in his car and went like, I'm calling.
You know what? It's time to call in.
But, you know, the rest of it, I mean, the fact that we are through week 16 and the choices that are made for the game day roster, at least from out here as far as we know, with healthy second-round pick, first pick of the second round, Keon Coleman being scratched, Gabe Davis, who I think was brought in large part because of Keon Coleman's floundering, both inactive in this game, both, I believe, presumed healthy. Again, McDermott will be talking today, and if there's any change to that, I'm sure we'd hear about it, but that's the idea, is that they were both healthy scratches in favor of Mecole Hardman, who was on the field for exactly two special team snaps.
Not even the most important one, by the way.
Right, the most important one. They didn't even trust him to do that because he did have a flub earlier this year. The one game he played, one of the two or three snaps he had in that game, he made a mistake. Anyway, he gets a uniform, and Brandon Cooks, who apparently just can't catch anymore.
I'm done with him.
Limited opportunities, but still, he's had two great chances to impact these games the last 2 weeks, and nothing.
Yep.
It's stark that those are the choices being made by the coaching staff going into these games. And I don't know, man, if you're sick of us talking about it, boy, you better
buckle up, buckaroo.
Right, because it's just not going. And it's maybe at an all-time crisis state right now because of what I mentioned about the lineup yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a stunning inactive list to me.
Gabriel Davis 2 weeks in a row, I'm not following, to be honest. I don't think he's I was maybe the biggest, you know, and loudest voice of when it was time to re-sign him, like, absolutely not.
Sure.
But now I'm like, why isn't he in the lineup? And a little of this is like, you know, and this isn't a lot have been of my defense of both Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott here. You know, it's kind of like right now asking them to recreate the Starry Night with sidewalk chalk. It's not exactly they don't quite have the tools to build something as beautiful as you know, something, you know, that has been made as one of the greatest, you know, whatever. But like where I'm at with this, you know, kind of whole thing,
you're doing great there. You're
wide receiver. Thank you. Wide receiver is obviously we're all tuned in now. We're locked in. We're all in lockstep. We all agree. And there's very few times in this fan base we can all agree what to hate. Usually we have to tell each other, you're wrong, you should hate this more. And now we all agree, this sucks. But there is a lot to not like about how they went into the season defensively, one of which is not Michael Hoyt, who very clearly was a difference maker in the very short window of time he was playing here. That was the plan. That presumably would have worked. It looked like it was working.
Yes.
But, you know, their plan also was, we're going to run it back at safety. And that was a bad plan. And the, you know, solution has worked out way better than anybody could have imagined. They did not plan for this, though. So let's be clear that the plan wasn't, we'll just sign Jordan Poyer off the street, put him on the practice squad, and in two games, him be starting, and he's going to be good. That if that was your plan, you know, I got a bridge to sell you. So I just think for me, wide receiver gets all of the focus, as it should, but the rest of the roster, in sort of a state of disarray and despair, some of it has to do with the injuries they've sustained, but some of it is by design. They went into this season thinking their safety room was good. And they drafted...
At least Bishop has
blossomed.
A nice development.
Without Poyer, if Poyer just ended up being old and bad, they were screwed. Yeah. I mean, they were screwed. So Poyer deserves mountains of credit for stabilizing this defense. The rookie class, Max Harrison's been pretty darn good. I'll admit, he's been better than I thought. Deion Walker's been better than I thought. Jackson Hawes might be the best tight end in their room. All around. Really might be. I don't know Landon Jackson, incomplete, and TJ Sanders. Yes, he's been playing another position, kind of, because the other one, he's not good enough to just be there full-time, to be honest. So they need you somewhere else. You're not good enough to really call their attention in one spot.
They're not missing him at tackle.
No. So, and Larry Ogunjobi, your other, you know, offseason, he just got healthy scratch last week because he can't tackle. As a 300-pound defensive tackle, it could not tackle Drake May in his grasp. So, you know, some of it's by design. Some of it is not their doing. All of this to say, I've got to put a big bubble around Sean McDermott, and I got to feel like you can be mad at him about, you know, in-game decisions, all you want. Those are not fireable offenses to me, an in-game decision. Mm-hmm. You know, reviewing or not reviewing, or a red flag or not red flag. Those are, you know, siloed examples. And if you want to put them into the larger pot of grievances, feel free. But nothing Sean McDermott has done this year is fireable. And your point about being 8 years in and not winning a Super Bowl and the likelihood of it, I'm with you there. But being a new to this Sean McDermott defense core, I feel obligated to tell you this guy has done. I don't know a lot of other coaches that could get what they've gotten out of the group on the defensive side of the ball than they've gotten this year.
803-0550 is the number. Mo is next up. Hi, Mo. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to say you're part of the Sean McDermott defense team. That's SMD, but that sounds crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to ask, can we put Matt Milano at Mike instead of Will and put Terrell at Will? Because it's clear he's too light in the ass to play Mike, that's human nature. That's fine. Can we switch him? What do you guys feel about that? Thanks.
He's never played Mike. I don't think they're going to try this point in his career or this point in the season. I think if Jack Thompson, it's going to be Thompson. It's going to be Bernard.
Bernard has had an absolutely train wreck of a season.
Dreadful year.
And how much of it is entirely his health? I can't really know sitting here. We know he's been injured often this year. And I can't, you know, the one image I cannot get out of my head, and this can be dangerous because it's one play and, like, who knows, right? Baker Mayfield squared up with him in the open field and him and Mayfield just running away from him. Yes, that's a quarterback on a linebacker, but it's not Lamar Jackson on a linebacker. It's Baker Mayfield, who, you know, he's gutty and gritty and he gets around okay, but he's not an elite athlete.
That's right.
And he left Terrell Bernard like an injured player trying to play linebacker in the NFL is what it looked like.
He looked like, and there's been cases where he's looked like young Forrest Gump breaking out of his leg braces. He's got stiff legs.
Yeah.
Because he can't move. Yeah. And to me, if Terrell Bernard is not healthy enough to move at 100%, I don't need him on the field.
Right.
Because his only, not to be dramatic, but his only A-plus attribute, what makes him an NFL linebacker, is his ability to read a play and get there to make the play before the offensive lineman can get there. And if he can't get there, he's not big enough to win a one-on-one blocking battle against an NFL guard.
Right. It is his secret sauce. It's his athleticism.
Yes.
And if it's robbed of him because of injury, then
I can't have him out there.
You're really in tough. Yeah. Totally agree there. 803-0550 is the number. Oh, let's get Brian in. I think he wants to add a comment about Bernard, who we were just talking about. Hi, Brian.
Yep, that was exactly what I was going to say. I was at the game yesterday, and, I mean, no surprise. I mean, he's too small, and now he has no speed either.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So he just overruns plays, picks the wrong gaps. He gets washed out completely. And if you're not getting the coverage plays out of him, I mean, you can't have him in
or
the
splash
of
plays.
I mean,
yeah,
you are like trying to overcome him as a player. You're playing 10 on 11. So I just hope that, you know, Sean McDermott in the post game said that, you know, he wears a C on his chest for a reason and he did a really good job. I just got to hope he's objective about the film and really commits to Shaq Thompson when he's, you know, ready, and hopefully that's just a stinger and he can go back in. Because I don't even think you're getting the third downs out of Bernard. He was out of position all day yesterday. And then, you know, like to wrap up, you know, yeah, the defensive line, defensive tackle rotation, you got to get that solidified before the playoffs. And then wide receiver, I don't know, are you banking on Curtis Samuel coming back with Gabe Davis and then taking Hardman back out? I don't know. Yesterday they played middle field closed, one safety high all day, dared the Bills to throw outside, and there wasn't a couple of attempts.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how you fix that. Either we don't call them, and two, you don't have any faith that they can.
All right, thank you very much for the call, Brian. Appreciate you. Yeah, I'm back to kind of forgetting that Curtis Samuel is on the team.
Oh, he's been soft fired.
He's on IR, right?
He's been soft fired.
But yeah,
he's got a hangnail. He's on the IR, and he's not coming. They're not going to activate an eighth receiver.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe they'll cut Mecole Hardman. I don't know. But the guy I am solely looking at as where are you is Josh Palmer. He's an $11 million. He was their big signing this offseason. He's been nowhere other than week one, the big play in week one. You know, the corner route that he ran over Jaire Alexander and the first deep shot in the Atlanta game that was completed to him. Outside of that, I can't think of one memorable moment that he has provided. And I saw something from Matt Harmon, and I didn't look at the statistics, but it looked like he's their best separator in terms of numbers.
Sure.
So if he's separating and Josh isn't finding him, my question is, you know, he's not really playing enough. I'm going to start pulling hairs out of my hands if they don't get away from this rotation. I need my best three receivers out there. I don't care who 4 and 5 are. If you don't want to play, just don't even play them. I need Shavers, Palmer, and Shakir on the field. And then if you want to bring Gabe Davis back, I'm good with that too. But those are your four. And Shavers should be on the field for 99% of the plays. He is their best boundary receiver. They don't use him.
Palmer has 20 receptions. He's only played 10 games. He's missed some with injury. 32 targets.
That's borderline criminal.
Yeah, it's not effective usage.
No.
But you could kind of see it coming. You know, he's never been somebody who commanded a lot anyways.
Right.
But so, you know, you talk yourself into, oh, well, opportunity knocks, right? The runway is clear for him to have, you know, become this team's number one receiver, and it's just not even close to happening. Thank you for the call so far. We'll take more of them as we continue. Eric Wood at the top of the hour. Sal Capaccio going to join us at 5 on a Buffalo Football Monday. He's Nate Geary in for Mike Shope. I am the Bulldog, and this is WG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.